they had one up until just before I came. When the college expanded, they just did away with the Dean of Women and Dean of Men. And just had the Dean series.
Your nationality, what you have done in the USA is called?
American.
Not too many years ago, these people had special facilities in schools and public toilets and restrooms and bathrooms. They were
Negroes.
But you, or someone else, or I would be called a
Caucasian.
What are some other words that you put to describe how that?
White.
How about, if you were, in a joking spirit, what might you call, someone go away? Do you have any joking terms, or terms that maybe some of your black children might include?
Terms that my black children, soda crackers. Honkies or anything. They probably go to that when they get called a white jewel and then they get named. And the white jewel and call them names back. They usually just say soda crack. That's all I've heard in honky.
How about poor
Caucasians? Do you have any special names for them? White trash. you know, if they're low. I don't know if they... I don't know.
How about born of a racially mixed marriage. Have you ever heard of the name for that term?
Half-breed.
How about one that maybe got a mixed grandparent and has a light-colored skin? I don't know if you'd like to hear them talk about these words.
Only words they use is, you know, yellow skin, you know. They just don't seem particularly like it. Yeah. They just say all the yellow skin things.
White people who aren't well off and haven't had a chance for an education and the like, especially those who are good for nothing and too late to be well, are called
God. Lazy. Worthless. Shifty.
Does it make any difference if
they're talented
or competent?
What if they don't work?
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's hard for them. But if
that's
somebody didn't work
in time, it'd be hard. Yeah, I guess it would make a difference. Which would be really important to you.
What
if
it's not a client's difference?
I don't know, I've never heard any of them call them anything.
Somebody who lives out in the country and doesn't know anything about town ways and is conspicuous when he gets to town. Of himself he might say, I don't know anything about city ways, I'm just an old
country bumpkin. Old country boy or something. Just a minute.
You know you're on the right road, but aren't sure of the distance. You ask somebody how
far it is.
If you're pointing out something nearby, you say,
it's right over there.